Again, the Beavers win this one today by the final score of 2-1. Tom Ceratori joining us outside the Beaver bench. Tom, congratulations. What a game that was.
It was a heck of a game. The guys played, I thought the guys played a really strong 60 minutes.
Do you get a better start than that?
No, I mean, but look at the end of the day, what happened? It's a 1-1 game. It's just, that's what, this game of hockey, more times than not, it's an interesting game. I mean, we played so well. We controlled play in the first period, but it's 1-1. That's just the way it goes, and that's the beauty of our sport.
Well, and you get to the third period, and they had a couple of scoring opportunities and almost looked like everything was going to go to overtime, but then you guys were able to strike at the end.
Yeah, it was just one of those. Again, I just think it looked like kind of a harmless play. You guys probably saw it better up there than I did, but it looked like just a harmless play, and this Ethan was just Johnny on the spot, and I think he just handcuffed the goaltender.
I don't think he was even looking at the
net. He was handcuffed. He was handcuffed. I don't think there's any question. And that happens, you know, and he probably lost sight of it a little bit, and because I think it might have been, I'll look, you know, in a few minutes, but I think it might have been right in the defenseman's skates even.
Alex Adams takes that oops trip, and at that point of the game, I mean, they're starting to get a little territorial mojo going. That's a big-time penalty kill at that time of the game, wasn't it?
It was dicey. It was absolutely. It was really dicey, and we actually had a miscommunication on the last one face-off. We were going to kick it back behind the net, and we went and Alex went for a rim, and we weren't rimming it, so we our communication was off, and I mean, it almost bit us in the butt, but we got through it.
Boy, Brendan Harris has sure had himself a season so far. He's flying all over the ice for you. He didn't show up on the score sheet, but he had one heck of a first period for sure, and that line has been solid for you.
Well, their puck possession was really good the first period. We made note of that when we went into between the first and the second. That line was really good. They were really good in the offensive zone, and they protected the puck, and there was a lot of cutbacks, and they made it hard on their defensemen.
You get that goal there with like 41 seconds left. Defensively, I thought you guys managed that last 41 seconds pretty darn well.
Yeah, but we had one opportunity to get it deep, and we didn't, and they got the puck in the zone. And,
That'll drive a coach crazy.
No, I almost had a heart attack on the bench. It was an easy downtown, and we didn't get it deep, and we didn't even attempt it. I'm going, what is going on right there?
I saw that too, but by the time that they got the puck back, there was only like 5 seconds left.
No, I think it might have been more time than that. There was more time than that. This was at about 20 seconds, 22. Mm-hmm. I'll look again, but there's more time than that, Biss.
You guys are certainly on a roll here. It doesn't look like you took a week off last week, but what do you need to do tomorrow night to just sustain what you're doing right now?
Yes. I mean, Schultze, I mean, do I got to tell you that? I mean, you've watched us play 600 games over the last how many years too. You just got to play well, and you got to make sure you respond to their pushback. It's going to be a totally different game tomorrow. We know that. You know that. So, you know, it's just that's the way it is, and you just got to play with a lot of intensity, and you got to make sure again that you respond. You got to respond, and they got to respond over there, and we got to respond over here. That's just the way it is.
See you tomorrow, Tom.
All right, guys.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunning Communications post-game show. Beavers win it 2-1. Tonight, Ethan Smoes, the game winner with 41 seconds left.